Psalm 103, beginning in verse 1. Please hear this public reading of God's word. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So as we come to our time of confession today, I really want us just to focus in mainly on verse 2 of Psalm 103, which says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Have we forgotten his benefits this week? That is the question to think about. Have we remembered his benefits? We're so prone to forget the goodness of God. We're so prone to forget that his mercies, plural, are new every morning. So have we remembered his goodness to us? Have we remembered physical blessings that he's given us and spiritual blessings that we have in Christ? Have we remembered physical blessings just like a date night out or the sunrise on the way to work or laughter with friends or just our daily bread that we get to enjoy every day? Have we remembered those things and been thankful for those things? Or what about the spiritual benefits? Have we remembered the spiritual benefits that we have in Christ and have we been thankful for them? Just take one. David lists a whole bunch in this psalm, but I'll take one. Verse 10, He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. How amazing is that verse for every Christian in this room? God does not deal with us according to our sins. That's an incredible verse, an incredible reality, the forgiveness of our sins. How horrible it would be if God did count our sins against us. How terrible that would be. Just our sins of last week, if he counted our sins from just this past week against us, we would be crushed under the weight of those sins. But as Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. So have we remembered and been thankful for the forgiveness of sins that we have in Christ? What about our adoption? That we can approach the throne of grace and say, Abba, Father. What a privilege that we have in our adoption. Have we remembered our adoption in Christ? I was holding my son, we're adopting, and I was rocking him back and forth in the NICU, and my wife left, and it was just the nurse was in there, and she was in the back, and I thought she wasn't paying attention, so I said, now's a good time for a couple of verses, to tell him a couple of verses, so I gave him a condensed version of Galatians 4. He was sleeping, he didn't hear me, but I just said, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Our adoption, have we thought about our adoption? Or what about the righteousness of Jesus? We're clothed in the righteousness of Christ. He who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Have we been thankful for, remembered the righteousness of Christ or the hope that we have in Christ, the sure and certain hope that we have in Christ? So have we remembered and been thankful for physical blessings and spiritual blessings from the Lord? So when we go before the Lord now, I want to follow the similar pattern to what Mark did last week. I will pray, I'll pause, give you some moments to confess, I'll pray again, and I sort of wanted to end with maybe just giving thanks to God for physical and spiritual blessings that we have received from the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we think about one verse, Psalm 103, verse 2, which says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Father, we must confess that so often we do, in fact, forget your benefits. So often we forget the physical blessings that you have blessed us with. And so often we forget your spiritual blessings that you have poured out upon us in Christ. So Father, forgive us for forgetting your benefits, for forgetting your mercies that are new every morning. So now let us corporately confess our failure to perfectly obey Psalm 103, verse 2. Father, we are thankful that you do not count our sins against us. We are thankful that you have cast our sins as far as the east is from the west. We're thankful that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We're thankful for the gospel, Father. But Father, I pray in this coming week that you would give us eyes to see your blessings that you pour out upon us each and every day. And that we would be thankful, that we would be overflowing with thanksgiving in light of the blessings that you shower upon us, and certainly that we would be overly thankful for all the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ. I pray that we would front-load our days by reminding ourselves of your goodness to us in Christ. So, Father, as we end here, I want us to jointly, corporately, together, just spend some time thanking you for the spiritual and physical blessings that we have received. So let's spend a few moments thanking God. Father, once again, we are thankful for the spiritual blessings we have in Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins, for our adoption that we can approach you any time of day and say, "Abba, Father." Help us to live in light of the gospel. But Father, even now as we sing this next song, I pray that you'd use this time to stir our affections for you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.